here goes my first recording of this thing. I hope you're now hearing it plain and feel good. I'll start off, first of all, thank you very much. It's just perfect. The dozen little 3-inch tapes that Gene sent, even though they're actually smaller than 2 tapes that came on the tape recorder, will work fine. You just have to shove them down real hard, and if you shove them down hard, that's all it takes. It'll work real good. What we have to do now, even though these tapes supposedly are the kind that you play completely through one side and then you turn them topsy-turvy around one side, switch them over, and you can play both sides, so but I don't ever have that much to say at one time, so we're just going to use one side. If I had a whole lot to say, I'll tell you in the beginning of that tape that you turn the tape over, but most of the time 34 minutes is enough. Right now I'm playing, we're using 3 3/4. The 1 7/8 just is too slow. That lasts about an hour, and I just don't have that much to say. Flip it over twice, that would be 2 hours. So by keeping the heavy spindle on and using 3 3/4 PS, it's the top line, as you see there. Hope you didn't spend too much. I'm afraid you did, though. But it's sure nice, and we're going to take advantage of it. Now I've got tape reconstructions out of the way. I hope Gene or somebody's there to help you out and give you any things, show you how to rewind and play this thing. If anybody's there, listen to me. I've read it. For just plain old reversing this thing, just stop it and go to reverse, and that'll be that. Now to erase, you remove the microphone plug, and then you go through the normal playing process, which includes pressing the recording button in and then shoving the play and then erase. And but just for normal playing, if you want to hear that, you don't have the recording thing in. Okay, not a whole lot is new here. Been here, today's the 18th here, and it's now 7:45 in the evening, so I guess it's 7:45 in the morning in Kansas City on the 19th or the 20th, I imagine. Not much is new here. Had an easy day that actually was on, but we didn't fly but about 3-4 hours total, just moving some people around. I'm been in here in C Company, which is Slick's Flying Triumph Force, now for almost 2.5 months. As I told you, I had a desire to go to the Delta Company, which is the armed company, and I've made my intentions known last night. It's just a little desire I've always had, and now that we've moved up here to LZ English, which you've probably got my letter by now, here at the city of Bongsong, they're about 50 yards from here, being the easiest time to make the move. I just carry my stuff out from 110 out the back door over to the other. And Joe Chase, he was lived across the room from me, he's from Miami down at Walters, is there, and it's just something I want to do. They fly B models instead of D models, and they don't carry troops, they're just the escort ships. And I think now that I have experience in Slicks, I'd like to do it. At least I told my platoon leader, Captain Amadon, he's just been here about a month or so, came from Fort Carson, Colorado. He's a fine guy. He helped us put up tents, build bunkers and everything. He's about the finest platoon leader here. I hate to leave him, but I just kind of owe it to myself. I'd always wonder, did I miss something in not flying escort, something I want to do. Today, as I said, was real easy. I got a letter from Marshall and Terry today. Marshall's working down at Sealy by the Fairfax Airport. Brought himself a new little Mercury Cougar. He's got his cousin David in the National Guard downtown Kansas City. And Terry's working at Hallmark now and trying to get Arlene a job there. And doing okay. I don't think he's going to school anymore. He says Bill's trying to get in some 6-month program. If he gets married, he's going to have to go. And so that's his tough luck. Sorry about that. Today, spare time off, since we're now here at a place called English. Actually, as we live in the LZ Dog section, I went down by the edge of the perimeter there, and all these, the women and kids and the peasants are always there with bananas and coconuts and cold cokes they carry around in little baskets with ice to sell it to you. Went down, gave them some candy, played with them. Took some pictures. I have a blast playing with these kids. Stick your tongue out at them, they stick it back, and some of these little kids are so cute, filthy, ragged goes. But other than that, not too much. I'm going to stop here for a second, Captain Ammon. I just came in once to talk to me.
was last night, Captain Ammonite did come in, and Captain Ammonite did talk to me. What he had to say was a pretty good surprise, because I thought I wouldn't have to go grasshopper last night. What we mean by grasshopper? Now that we're up here at LZ Dog, we take all our ships at night, and we don't keep them here. Say four or five guys have alert. Well, they stay here, but we move them over the main runway, and then a truck brings us back over here. And usually we take at least somewhere anywhere from 8 to 10 ships, fly three or four of them down to Quinon for the night, and three or four of them to some other camp. It's just a precautionary measure. If we were to actually ever get hit or mortared here, some of these, these aircraft wouldn't be hit, and they'd still be flyable. The next morning, those pilots would still be capable of operations. The main thing is just getting the aircraft into safe areas. It's just, everybody does it here. It's something we hate to do. You never know. It comes up about every 4 days, you grasshopper. That's the reason I actually see Marvin down Quinon about once a week, grasshopper down there. We usually sleep in the hospital or sometimes in the aircraft or something like this. It's now, of course, Sunday, and it's now 11:15, just almost lunchtime. Got back from grasshoppering last night. I had to go to LZ Crystals. It turned out somebody was supposed to go to get back in time, and I was next in line. So we flew down there last night, and I slept in some kitchen somewhere. Actually, it's not that bad. You take our air mattress and our sleeping gear with us and sleep in a mosquito net. It's not that bad. Flew back here this morning, had breakfast, and then Charlie Holzer and I, a kid that came over together, he's from New York, planning on going R&R again, maybe next month or the month after. We're flying together today for the first time. I guess they figure we've been here about 3 months now, so we know enough what's going on. I think us fly together and not have to fly with an old experienced veteran for another month or two. There'll be new guys coming in, and I have to be flying with them, breaking them in, teaching them the ropes. So anyway, we just have a log run today. What that is, another ship and us, we're the number two ship, carry supplies out to these various units, and just liable to be anything, food, ammunition, something. We fly around and call them on the radio, and then they pop a smoke grenade, we see the smoke, what color it is, go on down there and land. They unload it, and we bring back any empty pots and pans or empty anybody that's sick or hurt or just paperwork, and it's takes up a lot of time, but it's easy. Just call them log runs, stands for logistic runs. So we just got back from that. We won't have to go out again until about 2 this afternoon, so I'm going to shave now and have lunch and kind of take it easy. I got a feeling I'll have to grasshopper tonight, even though it's not, because my platoon is doing it tonight. But it's not too bad, as I said. Got a new guy in today, and we have four more back at 9K going through newcomer school. That's 5 new warrants here, because in the next 45 days, we're losing about 7 or 8 warrants. I mean, either they're going home, or they've extended, and they're going to some other unit. Their year is up. And that's about a whole lot. I've got some notes here. It's back. The only way you can really make a tape is you start stuttering and stammering. You got to make notes so you can keep talking. As I said, talk to boys in Kansas City. That's okay about Joel Gladstone. I got plenty of time to write, so I don't really mind. Don't have a lot really in common with him. Just let them know what's going on. They probably really don't understand it just by what you read in the papers, if it's so. Took some supplies in today, some U.S. Marines today down here, and we took them a bunch of stuff. And there's a new guy here. He's out getting probably a check ride right now, see if he understand our starting procedure is a little different here in our company, and he'll be back. I'll have to help him build a shelf and get squared away. I got a pretty nice little area here, bed, little desk I built, and a shelf, and it's not too bad. At least we don't live out of bag, get everything on the shelf. It's kind of like at home. A light bulb in the tent, and it's pretty warm here today. It's been kind of cloudy the last few days, but it's real nice. I don't know, things are working out pretty good. You get into a routine, things, a lot of odds and ends make you mad here and there, but that's just part of it. It's a hardship tour for a year, but then it's over with. So, I see this tape now, using this 3 3/4 speed, which means 3 3/4 inches of tape per second going through the feeder here. It's supposed to be about 34 minutes, I believe, is about 3/5 of the way done. As you get close to the middle, it's a lot faster because that's just natural. And I've said about everything I got to say here. I'm trying to think of something more. As I said, you know, when Sis sent me a package, she sent me a little book of pictures of the girls, and I put the one of Jean and Don, the kids, in there. And I told her now that I need to get a picture of the little outfit they have, and she was telling me about them, so I'd like to get that. Yeah, make her get them one time. If you ever get there, you can get them. Not much is really new. I bought a few souvenirs here and there. When I get back to NK, maybe here at one of these nights when I go back, I'll take my stuff in, and then another night when I get back, I'll make up a package and give it to the mail clerk back that night. One during the day, one of the fellows that stays back at NK can mail it for me. It's just a few little Vietnamese things. I bought this one billfold. I'm going to give it to Eddie Gene Goldstein. He'll get it back out of it. He can show it to the Gandhis. It's an elephant. It's a billfold made out of elephant hide. It's really, I imagine, it'd be pretty expensive somewhere here. It cost couple bucks. And yesterday I bought off these people Vietnamese type knife and spear. Just a good souvenir to have. And that's about it. I have no trouble getting batteries for the tape recorder here. And as I say, don't send any or buy any tapes. I've got a dozen. You can probably hear a Huey coming over right now. Yeah, well, anyway, I've got plenty of tapes here. And as I said, after you listen to the tapes, go by the instructions, have somebody show you, you erase it. Listen to it one or two times, you erase the tape, and you can use the tape. Actually, the same tape can be used quite often. I mean, they have a lifetime for just our purposes of a whole lot. Well, I think that is about it. I can't think of anything else. As far as packages, I really enjoy the oranges, and not a whole lot of candy. A lot of candy doesn't stay, it melts, it's hot. Put things in the can. The oranges are real fine. Any fruit, pears, you know, all kinds of fruit, pineapples. I really enjoy that stuff because it's just a pepper-upper sometimes. Soup, I don't really need too much of because it gets hot. It's hard to boil water and drink it. Well, that is about it. Can't think of anything else to say except tell everybody hello. And time's going real well here. If and when I get on R&R to Tokyo or something like that, we'll make arrangements. Everybody seems to call home when they get to Japan, so of course I'll do that. Same as hearing my voice here, but at least it's a little more live, you know, doing that. Well, the tape's getting real short out, so I'll say goodbye and get one off to me, and I'll listen to it, and we can answer any questions. Another Huey. They're all over the place here. So that's it. Love, Jerry.